The local word on sport. Out of bounds. Triple M.
And it is time now to talk Lower South West football. It is an amazing start to the year for Dean Mill, who just last week celebrated 100 years of the club. And so we have gone to a very special guest from the club.
We have, and they're bounding along beautifully, aren't they, the Dean Mill Footy Club?
Lovely.
So we're going to talk to one of their young guns in Brodie Reeve. G'day, Brodie.
G'day, good afternoon, boys.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Look, last weekend, nice way to celebrate 100 years for the football club. Big win over Southerners.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Very well done by the boys. I think our group is developing very nicely. For the centenary game was definitely something special to play, and all boys that were involved, I reckon it was a very good day and very enjoyable.
Was there much sort of talked about the centenary in the lead up to the game last week?
Yeah, funny you say that. Yeah, it was a week to remember that, really, because the Dean Mill Football Club didn't have power for the Tuesday, Wednesday leading up to the week, so it's a bit of a memory back in the dark days.
You literally did go back to 1918 in where the football club actually started.
Yeah,
mate, and you picked up a best on ground performance too, I believe.
Like I said, it's a very special day to play, and I just tried my hardest. I know my old boy and my granddad was there watching, so I just had to play something special and do it for the team. Really, it was a good win to get one over Southerners.
John, talk about your old mates, because who are we talking about here? Who are the old people that were coming in by to watch you,
mate? This is a bit of history too, isn't it, Brodie?
Yes.
Granddad, he's quite special for him. He doesn't come out that often anymore. He can't make it, but yeah, he made it out. So that was pretty special for myself and for my cousin too, who I play with.
And what's your granddad's name?
Arthur Reeve.
Arthur, yeah, no, I dare say he would have thoroughly enjoyed the day. As you say, it's sometimes for the older people, it is hard to get out there. But for an event like that, you definitely want to make it, and you put on a great show too.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Yeah, tried my hardest, and I heard some of the boys on the veranda saying it was some of the best footy we've played in wet weather. They couldn't believe their eyes the way we moved the footy in the wet weather. So that was it was awesome to hear. Really, how we're developing along as a team.
That's even better, be able to play in all. But isn't that great? Granddad played in that Dean Mill footy side. The dad played, and now Brodie's coming here. Now, Brodie, you started as a midfielder in the juniors, I believe, and then started your league career on the half-back flank. What's been the transition to the wing like?
Oh, it's something to get used to. Honestly, at the start of the year, I was a bit how you're going about it. But, coming along in leaps and bounds, I'm starting to learn a bit smarter running, you know, find your spots and not as much, dumb running, really, honestly. And, the transition from the half-back to the winger, it is different, going from playing on a man to sort of playing your own role. But, it's good. It's enjoyable. We're playing exciting footy, and, I really like what I'm doing myself, personally. Thank you.
Do you find yourself that you've evolved, Sue, as a player? So when you first started, you thought you could just run through things, and then you worked out this is what you need to be a league footballer?
I started dipping into league when I was late 15, I think 16. So
it's early start.
Fairly young to start in the league down here with the bigger bodies. So you got to play smart as it is. And not long after that, I did hurt my shoulder and had to have a shoulder reconstruction. Then I come through the reserves. That was 2 years ago. But bouncing back, and it's certainly different playing the fitness and all that is very enjoyable there.
Now, mate, Dean Mill are winning consistently by big margins. How hard is it to stop a bit of complacency creeping into your playing group?
Oh, very hard. I know we're all starting to get the expectations of each other. And a couple of weeks ago against Tigers, we had a close call, but we still pulled it off. And, it's definitely something to work towards. You know, you can't expect to always play champagne footy and be the best, but as long as you get over the line, I'm sure we're all happy with that.
Now, mate, I know your coach is listening. What's your favourite training drill?
This year we've been getting into a bit of man-on-man stuff, so that's certainly different to previous years. You know, you don't want to kill your teammates, but we're certainly definitely training harder than what we have been, that's for sure.
Was that a bit of a focus by the coach to make it like that?
I'm not sure. He always knew we're a tough team, but I think it was more the gelling side of things we needed to work on, and I think we're really coming together. The younger boys and the older boys, there's not much division anymore. I feel, you're all one unit now, so that's good.
In terms of this weekend, again, the Lower South West League Footy League has another bye, so you got the weekend off. What do you do over the next sort of 7 or 8 days to recuperate?
Well, we had a rest on Tuesday after the big win on the weekend.
People a little dusty after that, weren't they?
It might have been a celebration, I reckon.
Yeah, big sad, you know what it was, had a few cold ones, but... But, yeah, no, we'll go out to the footy club, have a kick around tonight, maybe do a bit of boxing and get back into the normal stuff next week, heading up to the game on Sunday to Bridgetown, yeah.
You good at your boxing, are you?
Oh, I can hit a bag, that's about it.
Well, you're doing better than me, that's at least something. What other sort of things do you do outside of obviously just footy training to get your body right throughout the year?
Previously, I have been going to the physio quite a bit. I have had quite a bit of trouble with my body, trying to get it right and trying to keep to that, you know, that peak level of fitness. So, physio, bit of pool, it always helps out. Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, Landmark's coming up in the very near future.
Oh, yes.
Is that a goal for Brody Reeve?
It certainly is. I've been talking with Falsey for a bit now, and he's sort of explained the whole deal to me, and it really sounds like something I want to aim towards. And yeah, if I can get my body right, and yeah, hopefully I'll put on a show if I get picked. Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, we wish you the best of luck leading up to the possibility of playing at Landmark. Of course, next weekend you got Bridgetown, but that's still a fair way away. So that's the important thing. You can sit back, relax, rest your legs, and enjoy watching other people play footy on the TV, I would dare say. Brody, thanks very much for joining us today. Great to have a chat to you. Best of luck for the rest of the season. I get a feeling we might be seeing you and the rest of the team around finals time.
Oh, cheers, boys. Thank you very much.
Out of Bounds. Triple M.